Om Shanti. So this morning we have a very special teacher who's going to do a very special class. It's the most intense class, I think, for the whole program. The most important, really, because without this foundation of information to feed our soul, feed me as a spiritual being, and provide nurturing for meditation, then some other things don't make so much sense. So this is a very important time. And Sudesh Didi, who's sitting here in front of us, came in contact with Brahma Kumaris as a young person, 1957, I believe. Then she continued her studies and her work. She's been a teacher from a very young age, so she continued that. And became instrumental in opening many teaching places for Brahma Kumaris in and around Delhi. Then she came into the West from 1974 in London and continued to guide and direct, establish teaching programs. It's a theme, I think, throughout the time that I've known her, this high regard for education. When Sudesh Didi came into the West, she had not studied very much English, I think, but her English is fantastic. She's been given the blessing and the titles of being very gifted with language. And since shifting to Germany in 1996, that language has also been added to her repertoire. For me, this says, Didi, that you are a very good person at listening and responding and engaging with whoever is in front of you with great respect and regard. So based in Germany these days, but director Brahma Kumaris, UK and Europe. Although we had the great fortune to have Didi with us in Australia this year, September time. So like all of these foundation sisters, she actually gives a great deal of time outside of the place where on paper she's based. So please enjoy the time.
Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. Manobu Chidananda Rupa.
ॐ शांति, ॐ शांति, ॐ शांति। I think now you have been hearing this expression, this greeting, ॐ शांति. You have also understood the meaning of that. ॐ, ॐ, what is ॐ? What is the meaning of ॐ? Shanti, very, very much clear, because people do want peace, search for peace, want to live in the world of peace, and a peaceful atmosphere and peaceful life. Om means I am. Who am I? What am I? If I ask the introduction of any one of you, certainly you know that who you are. But I wonder if you will give me your true introduction. Your true introduction. You might give me your name, introduction of you. You can introduce yourself. I'm called so and so. Other person can say, my name is so and so. Another person can say, I am so and so. I am Simon. And somebody say, my name is Simon. Third one say, I am called Simon. For example, must be a really honest introduction, no? It is honest introduction. But is it true introduction of I, Om, I? The moment I say my name, then who says my name? So here we go a little bit, want to see with the inner eye of knowledge, to know myself better. Even the language you use is very interesting. For example, someone says, I am called so and so. I am called Angelica. I am called Margaret. So I am called. It means that subconscious mind is telling, people call me this, with this name. There's no my, but it's people that are calling me this. Like the table is made with wood. It's called table. Chair is also made with wood. It is called chair. The door is made with wood. It's called door. It's not name, it's called. So when we adopt this costume, this body, of a male or a female, then it is called a girl or a boy. Easy to understand. A girl or a boy. Because of how the physical form of the body is. But then, the name is given to this particular form of the costume. Like a material is made, and this is a piece of, long piece of material, it's called sari. And from this, some piece is made into a shirt, it is called shirt. If a curtain is made of it, it's called curtain. Material is the same. So all of us, all human beings, is the composition of the same molecule, same matter of five elements. In one word it can be called nature, matter. This body consists of five elements, which is called earth, flesh and bones, no, earth, water, heat, fire, air, and space, empty space, ether. So earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So this is called material, and body is matter, composed of matter. According to the shape, as I say, if it is sari, can be made a curtain, can be made into a handkerchief, name changes. And so according to the costume, the name changes, girl or boy. But then the name is given, extra label is given. The name. So then I think I am called, so there is a little bit the consciousness of detached. I'm called this. But I am really in between when I say I think, I understand, I realize. It is different something. So body is called this. Then I adopt this, my name. My name, so it means I do understand this name is given to the body, to the boy or girl. Then later on I begin to say, I am that name. You understood what I am saying? Three different the meaning, feelings, identity, and expression will be totally different. But here I am speaking about not of this three form, I am called, my name, or I am. I am thinking about you, real you, the living energy, a pure being, which says, I think so, I understand like this, I experience this, I express this. That is living energy. The body does not express itself. You express yourself through the body. You experience yourself through the body. Body itself does not experience. Like matter, it does not think, but it exists. So body is existing. So to me, and then I do say, my hand, my face, my legs. Who says my? Who says my? My body. The body does not say I body. Have you ever said I body is paining? I headache ache. I tooth is aching. I hand is broken. We do not identify, actually we do realize that we do not say ourselves any part of the body. Not even of the face. My face. Who says my face? So it means I am something different. So together I am a human being, body and me. Human form and living being in it. So I am a human being. Human composed of five elements, physical, matter, and being, metaphysical. Gross and subtle. Living and non-living. When I am in this body, I am living. My body is making all the functions. It is also very clear how my all these molecules and activity in the body, blood circulation, all the system is working. Machinery is working very well. When I go out of the body, am I living? What got? As soon as the soul became separate from the body, body is dead. So this living energy is called soul. And who am I? What am I? A soul. Spirit. Motivating force. Pure. Energy of light. I, the living energy, has adopted this costume because I'm living, the living energy. I need to express myself. Energy of matter expresses itself, but it is not living, and yet it expresses itself. So difference between plant and me is, between table and me is, table does not make effort for itself, its own improvement. Its leg is broken. 6 months leg can remain broken. The table would never say, please take me to my doctor, carpenter. I should be useful. I am so beautiful. I am so valuable. But if my leg is broken, I am out of function and I am active person, I say, please, I want that my leg should be quickly healed, you know. I will make effort. I will ask somebody else to help me. Because I am experiencing myself. I'm expressing myself. So in order to experience and express myself, I have taken this body, the purpose of my life. But I need to explore what is in me which I want to express. So when I recognize myself, only then I can recognize what it has in it. Just like this element, we see the property of the element. We see the property of the sun, heat, property of the water, coolness, air, freshness, fire, heat. We do understand the space, empty space, sound. There's property, there's a quality in it. So what are my properties? Who am I? So I am a living energy. What makes me living? How do I define this non-living and living, living together, human and soul, body and soul living together? So it's very easy to understand when body is dead, the corpse is there, heart is there in the body. Is the person feeling anything, pain or sorrow or happiness? Is heart there? Is in the body, still there, but there's no feelings, no thinking. Brain is there, there's no understanding. Organs are there, there's no expression, no experience. When I'm living, I'm making a cup of tea and it's very hot. I touch the glass, I put it by mistake or whatever, willingly, knowingly, in a hot place, or touch the kettle. Oh, cooker, hot water, no. My hand is burnt. I'm living in a room, all the windows and doors are closed. I say, please, it's too hot. Very suffocating. Can you open the window? Can you open the door, please? I want fresh air. Tomorrow I die. Leave the body. My whole body will be put in the grave. Nobody will have mercy for me. Oh, keep a little bit grave open. Little bit air should go. The whole body is there. But nobody thinks of giving little bit air, fresh air. Experiences is not there. Experiencer is not there. Expressor is not there. I touch hot pot, my hand is burnt. Tomorrow I die, the whole body according to the system is put in the fire. I don't think body will jump out. from the fire. So body itself does not experience anything, does not express itself, anything without me, the living energy. So what is that me, the living energy, or whom am I? Not this name, not this body, not this relation, it is part I'm playing. One can be mother, play the part of father, brother, sister, position, religion, many labels are there after that. But that is labeled, the body, this costume is labeled. But the one who is wearing this costume is invisible. And yet very much visible, because expression shows who am I. I'm living. I'm existing here. Because I'm metaphysical, so I need to recognize my own subtlety. Many people have many scriptures, read many scriptures, books, philosophies. And still they say, recognize yourself, know thyself. But what we are doing, we are trying to know ourselves through others. You want to know the taste of juice if somebody else is drinking, but you don't know the real taste. Somebody has eaten cake, it's very tasty. Do you feel it's yeah, it's very tasty. If somebody else is eating, you don't have the real taste. Yes, you can say she and she said very tasty. So if I want to recognize myself, I have to be conscious, aware of myself. I need to have knowledge of my own self. As I know thyself, I need to know the reality of myself. Realize yourself. We use the expression. But in our everyday life, we forget again, because knowledge is not there. Have not understood the meaning, feeling, value of the existence in my own self. Of course, many teachings we have been having since ages, books, philosophies, scriptures. I want to ask a question. If you want to see your face, this physical face, what do you need? What do you need? A mirror. Okay, right. If a mirror is given to a blind person, will this mirror help to the blind person to see his face? Mirror does not have what? Eyes? No, he has eyes. Blind person does have eyes. But what he does not have? The sight in it. So, an eye and sight is part of his own face. His eyes are organ of his own face. So you need to see, I need to see my face with my own eyes. Only then I can see, not with somebody else's eyes. We had been trying to see ourselves through the scriptures, through the philosophers, through gurus, through many things, but still we were in ignorance. Now, okay, you have eyesight, you have eyes. If there is no light, even then you cannot see your face. If the mirror is dusty, then you cannot see the face. So there has been philosophies, sometimes mixture of something, sometimes influence of something else. So now it's very important is to realize, recognize, explore, experience and express. Who am I? Yes. Very obvious, I'm living energy. But what makes me living? What makes me living? How do I recognize this one is living? A living being would naturally is experiencing and expressing through the body. So first you have to understand there are two different levels of energies. Matter, physical energy, the living energy. Living energy is called soul. Body is called matter. But generally people say, yes, it is mind and matter. But I am not only just mind. I, the soul, am not only mind. I have another. I have different power along with mind. So when I am human being, a living being, I am thinking being. Of course, I think with my mind. So the living energy, when it is in the body, and when it leaves the body, then people say, the light is gone, the life is gone. The light is gone, the life is gone. So this light was life. And in many traditions, in different religions, in the memory of that person who is gone, light the candle. In the memory of that departed person. Now, when you light a candle, which three things emerge in the candle as long as the candle is emerged, ignited? Which three things you see? Of course, light. Yeah? When it is ignited, it's light. Second, you put your finger on it. Heat. Even tea light will make the tea hot, keep the tea hot. A fire is there. Fire. And third thing is the form, the aura. In, as soon as the light is lit, it makes a flame, it's just an aura is created through this light. Through this fire, flame. These three are inseparable. Light, heat and form. If you blow out the candle, what will happen? All three are gone. Light cannot be separated from the fire and form. In the same way, the living light, which is expressing itself in the life, in the form of life, consists of three faculties, three powers. And these three powers are capacity, the power to think, to feel. That's mind. Now, its mind can be yet, you can think positive, negative, right thoughts, wrong thoughts, weak thoughts, strong thoughts, high vibrating thoughts, low vibrating thoughts, negative, positive, thinking about yourself, thinking about others. It's mind. And then you say, oh, I have been thinking over it for a long period of time, and now I understand what I should do. Now the capacity, the second faculty of the soul is intellect. With intellect you understand, and then you say, now I understand what I should do, this decision. So the intellect understands, discriminates between right and wrong, and makes a decision. When you are living, you make a decision, and you perform actions. When you are now you are using your sense organs, you use your actions, and when you perform any actions, when it is actions are repeating, it becomes a habit. And then for some time later on say, oh, I have this habit. But you created this habit by repeating the action. Somebody is getting angry again and again. So I have this habit. A shouting, but I'm not really angry, but I'm just speaking loudly. I have this habit. We create habit through action. Then expression. And then when habit becomes repeated again and again, it becomes my nature. Naturally it comes without many effort, without even thinking. And when deeper it becomes my personality, my sanskaras. Sanskaras means sum total effect and impact of the action is called sanskaras, impressions of expression, which conscious and subconscious mind and contains in it. And so the living energy, and that you again remember this thing happened before as well. You are not new thinking, you are reminding yourself. It is just like if you have an accident, there was a wound. The wound is healed after 10 years, but it was very deep wound. And after 10 years again this wound is there, it reminds you of accident. Accident is not now there anymore, but memory is there. Scars reminds. So sanskar, impression, sometimes suddenly begins, reminds you of the action, personality. So the living energy, mind, intellect and sanskaras are the three property of the soul. Soul exists through these faculties. When the soul is departed, the mind is gone, but heart remains in the body. So mind and heart are not the same things. Heart, part of matter. Mind, part of the soul. In dead body, brain remains. In the body, in a dead body, but intellect is gone. He says, oh, he was a very wise person. He was so intelligent. He and she was so creative. The brain, body is still there. The brain is still there. intellect is gone. Oh, he was very gentle nature. He was so generous. She was so kind. She was. Body is still there. She was kind. He was generous. He was very loving. Who? The soul. So all three are gone. As the soul departed, mind, intellect and sanskaras, this living light, left the body. Metaphysical being. So you are a living energy, a pure being of light. Living in this, expressing through this body, or you can call this your house, your building, your palace, your cottage, your temple, whatever you name it, or your car, because whole day you drive, no? So where is your seat? Where I am sitting? Am I sitting in the whole body? Or is a particular seat where I sit and use my body to express myself and experience myself? Where is your seat? Seated in the body? When you think, where is your immediately attention goes? Do you say, oh, let me think, let me think? Oh my God, I have forgot. Oh, let me think. Instantly you touch this part. When you look at each other, say, hello, how are you? Where do you look at? Through the eyes, but look in the center of the forehead. You don't say, hello, how are you? No. And if somebody want to talk and that person did not look at you, say, oh, he didn't even look at me. He had seen you, but that look did not look at you. So you, face he had seen, but not communicated with you. So seat of the soul is here, of the living energy, and that's why this living energy is called third eye. Third eye, the living light. In India they have a system to put the tilak here. It is a reminder, but it has just only become a ritual or a fashion. We just put a tilak here. Or some kind of uniqueness, some put three lines, some put one line, some put two lines. Forgot the real meaning. So I am a living energy, a pure being, because of metaphysical energy, in reality. Later on, as I adopted the body, I begin to identify myself with the body. I'm a girl, I'm a boy, my parents called me with that particular name, I say, I'm so and so. They told me, we are this religion, then I started myself with that label, I'm Hindu, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm Buddhist. But who am I? These are labels that I received afterwards, but in reality, I'm just a pure being of light. And in that living light, my feelings, my understanding, my original desire, which I express, what is it and we want to experience? What are those? Which is not the body's desires. Body does not know about that. Body does not know what is peace and what is peacelessness. Body does not know what is pain and what is comfort. Mouth does not know what is contentment and what is satisfaction. all the values of my life are in me, in a valuable jewel, a sparkling diamond, living diamond. I am a living energy. Okay, consists of mind, intellect and personality traits or samskaras. So deep within me, my real power, my real existence is because of the values I have. That's why I wanted to express. That's why I came here. Just like a seed, when it is connected with the earth, with the elements, it becomes a tree. It explodes its power. Value increases. I also wanted to know my values. And now as I'm a living being, thinking being here, so my natural qualities, is which I feel with my mind, my peace. Or I do feel peacelessness as well. Because less and less I use my peace, I become peaceless. Peaceless, peace is decreasing more and more. I'm spreading peacelessness. It's a question of how much I use it. I use more and more, I become useful. I use more and more, I become full. I use less and less, I become nil. So conscious. This is called being conscious of the soul, of my qualities. Soul consciousness means to experience and express. A conscious person experiences, expresses, recognizes. So my value of my peace is positive energy. So I am not only just a soul of mind, intellect and personality existing in this body. I am a pure, free from the influence of matter in my original power. My real existence of metaphysical beyond this matter. Doesn't matter anything there. So I am conscious of my free from pollution, the pure real energy. So with purity, I am peaceful. That's why always desire of peace. Even a baby would try to just go and sleep. You will try to find a corner to be with yourself, still cool, peaceful. Even a little baby understands from the mother's eyes when mother is accepting the child or ignoring her. Nobody has taught him or her what is love. He knows. Love is my power quality. So I am pure, peaceful, loveful soul. What else is in me apart from purity, peace and love? What it is that I always like, I always want? My samskaras, which is reminding me to bring back in my mind. And that's happiness. Nobody wants to be sad. Nobody wants to suffer. Everybody making effort to be happy, but not knowing what is the right method. Trying to earn a lot of money. Money, position, authority, but losing the happiness. So it is realization of the true property of myself, and then I suffer, of course. I do my business, I do my activity because I'm here to express myself. I need to use my qualities, but with right understanding. So knowledge is also important. How to have harmony with the matter, how to be detachment from the matter. Knowledge that I'm not this body, I am a soul. To believe this, not only know, but believe this, I am a soul. Then I see other person a soul. Then I see other person also with that light. I communicate with the quality, will communicate with the quality, because qualities are in the soul. If I'm not soul conscious, I'm using less and less qualities and more matter is influencing me and everything matters me. And when I'm detached, doesn't matter. I'm not influenced by that. Doesn't matter. Free from pollution, free from influence, free from fear. So the soul is a knowledge, five qualities first you say. Today I just tell only five. Knowledge, peace, love, purity and happiness. This is the truth in the soul, the true power in the soul. And when these five are together, it's called power. I'm a pure, peaceful, loveful, blissful soul. Powerful soul. Then it means that this body belongs to me. It is my personal property. But I am not this body. Nobody can use my personal property. Interesting, no? Okay, just be in this. I am a pure and peaceful soul. I become aware of my true self. I realize taken this costume made of matter, my body, to express myself, to experience myself. Now, with the power of understanding, I step away from this consciousness of being a body. I am a soul. Seated in the center of my forehead, I focus my thought. I am a thinking being. As I think, so shall I become. I think of peace. And feel it. As I breathe in, I breathe in peace. As I breathe out, I vibrate peace. Peace is my natural nature. Let it express itself. I do believe positivity is the power. Protect myself against any influences or negativity. I connect myself with my beautiful energy of purity. Free from pollutions, the original power of truth. I am a soul. I am a pure and peaceful. Like a cool and calm lake, ripples of peace, ripples of joy emerge in it with the realization of my true self. My heart opens up with happiness. I enjoy peace.